In Afghanistan, much of the immediate response has been preparing graves. Wire services report it, as well as finding survivors. A local official told journalists that survivors are known to still be trapped under destroyed homes. But operations to free them have been compromised by ongoing rain. Afghanistan was already suffering one of the most severe economic crises in the world prior to the earthquake. The United Nations estimated last month that almost 20 million people in the country, about half the population, are facing starvation. Any potential relief for the country from its upcoming wheat harvest is partially compromised by global concerns regarding wheat and other crop shortages related to the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the UN observed at the time. Fallout from the war in Ukraine continues to put pressure on Afghanistan's wheat supply, food commodities, agricultural inputs, and fuel prices, the UN suggested in May. Furthermore, access to seeds, fertilizer and water for irrigation is limited. Labor opportunities are scarce, and people have incurred enormous debts to buy food over the past few months. The Taliban banned exporting wheat in May, according to spokesman Mujahid, to prevent a shortage of wheat in the country. The jihadist organization took control of Afghanistan in August 2021 after President Joe Biden extended the 20-year-old American war in the country, breaking an agreement that the prior administration of Donald Trump had brokered with the Taliban. Breaking the deal to continue the war past the initial May deadline through the summer prompted the Taliban to break its agreements to cease attacks. The jihadists instead went on a national campaign to conquer the entire country and succeeded, prompting former President Ashraf Ghani to flee the capital, Kabul, on August 15 without fighting. The Taliban takeover resulted in international organizations like the World Bank and International Monetary Fund, IMF, cutting off Afghanistan from key government funding, as they do not recognize the terrorist group as an official government. The Taliban's response to being essentially cut off from the international economic system has been to demand that countries like the United States fund them while simultaneously seeking deals with authoritarian regimes like Russia and China. China, whose Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, courts impoverished countries into predatory loans on the promise that China will never demand any respect for human rights from its debtors, has expressed particular interest. The Taliban announced in early May that China had agreed to build an industrial park outside of Kabul set to feature 150 factories, a mosque, schools, and parks. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.